Good evening, everybody, and welcome over here to Jefferson, Iowa, home of the Greene County Rams for tonight's Class 2A Substate 2 final in boys basketball. The Cameron Knights taking on the Norsemen of Roland Story. Jeff Blankman, Doug Wanderger with you here tonight, of course, on Kick 106.7 as we are on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Kemper advancing into this game tonight in the bottom half in District Number 4. They picked up a comfortable 81-43 victory over Manson Northwest Webster and then knocked off South Hardin the other night, 72-56. For Roland Story, they came through District 3, picking up a win in their opening round matchup, knocking off Osage 63-46. They would catch a break with Garner Hayfield Ventura downing the top seed in that half of the district, beating Forest City. So they ended up playing Garner Hayfield Ventura the other night to get to the substate final, and they would hold on after getting up comfortably and win that one by a final of 55-52. The Knights coming into the night having won 15 in a row. They're 21-3 on the season. A Roland Story coming in at 18-5 on the season. They have won four of their last five. Bringing in my broadcast partner for tonight, Doug Wanniger. Doug, this one should be a good one. We've got a jam-packed gymnasium. We're having some technical difficulties with the internet off and on, so hopefully it doesn't act up the rest of the game, but this should be a fun one here tonight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an outstanding ball game. I think it's the fourth year in a row Kemper's been in this ball game. They won one last but lost a couple, but including that heartbreaker last year that we hope serves as a little bit of a motivator to remind them to make sure they're focused. But I don't think there's any question that they will be. Got an outstanding group of seniors, just a very good basketball team, and really looking forward a rematch of that quarterfinal game you and I did a couple years ago, 3 years ago down there at Wells Fargo.
Yeah, Roland Story won that night 60-52. That was back in 2023. The winner here will advance to the 2A quarterfinals coming up in just a little over a week away, and that'll be played on Wednesday, March the 11th. The game could be at 10:30, at 12:15, at 2 o'clock, or 3:45. More than likely, where Kemper is seated, they'll probably be the 10:30 game is where they would end up being if if they end up winning here tonight and advance on. I have a feeling, Doug, they've got a really good chance to do that. They're going to have to play well here tonight.
Yeah, they're going to have to play well, mainly is just not have a cold shooting night. As we've seen, Roland Story played their patent 2-3 zone defense. Kemper struggles with that a little bit. But as long as we don't have a cold shooting night, I think we'll be fine.
We'll step away and take a break back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. Is your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. It is the Mackey Motors tailgate. Jeff Lankman and Doug Wanderger with you. I also have a special guest along with us here tonight, our assistant sports director, Mason Nealon. He's going to be tracking all of the sub-state games going on in 1A and 2A, keeping us up to date with what is going on. Mason, we had some games get started early today. I think we've got one final and some games already halftime or near second half.
So we'll start with Coon Rapids Barrett, obviously, as they're playing against Boyden Hole. Coon Rapids Barrett down 21-17 at the half. For our finals here, you got MMCRU, the number 2 seed in 1A, beating North Union 55-42. Burlington Notre Dame, for the first time since 2009, advances to the state tournament 63-53. You got Woodbine and Madrid in the third quarter 42-34. Landon Bloom actually fouled out of that game with half of their points to go in that one. For 2A, there's not a lot going on just yet, except for Traynor and Underwood, where Traynor was able to pull off a 54-34 win to advance to the state tournament.
And Woodbine still leading that game over Madrid, correct?
Yes, up by 12 right now.
All right, that's the latest updates. Doug and I back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate after this timeout here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on Kick 106.7. Kimber getting ready at 21-3 to take on an 18-5 Roland Story Norseman team here in the Class 2A Substate 2 final tonight. Winner again advances down to the state tournament in Des Moines, coming up again on Wednesday, March the 11th. And Jeff Lankman, Doug Wanderger with you here tonight. Doug, Griffin Glenn's missed kind of almost pretty much the last two games. Didn't play against South Hardin was injured in the round before that, and that win over Manson Northwest Webster. Matt tonight probably not going to be 100% with a high ankle sprain, but anything he can give them tonight is going to be beneficial because he's a big part of what they do, even though this is still a really good team without him.
Yeah, Griffin Glenn at 80% still a pretty dang good basketball player. And
yep.
His dad was saying 85-90 is kind of what they thought. But he just adds so much to the team. He's so athletic, and he does it on both ends of the court. You know, he's been scoring 18, 19 a game over the course of the last couple of weeks, grabbing a lot of rebounds, but he also plays really, really good defense. So having him back out there is critical for Kemper.
Who have been the guys in your mind that have stepped up with him out and stuff? Is it Tanner Bating? Is it you know, Jordan Tryon? Is it some of the starters? I think Dylan Schoen, one of those guys. He's pretty much scored 30 each of the last two games.
I think it's been all three of the big guys, and then, of course, Teddy Perkins, and then you mentioned Tanner Bating. I thought had an exceptionally good game the other night, grabbed 8 or 9 rebounds, but played really good defense, had a couple of offensive boards. So really everybody has, I think. They just know that, hey, we've got to get it done. You didn't hear anybody making any excuses. There was nobody crying over spilled milk. It's just, hey, we're going to get to the state tournament, and we got to do what we got to do to get there.
Yeah, this team has really bought in. You heard Coach talk. If you listen to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show this morning, he talked a lot about learning from last year's loss to Union in this sub-state game. And I think that this group has been really, really focused on getting to the state tournament. That has been their goal. We'll step away, take a break. We're going to talk Rolling Stories 2-3 Zone when we come back with more of our Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Excuse me. When we come back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for Sukup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality Sukup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Sukup Manufacturing. Built strong, backed local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com. Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
back here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. Don't forget our Culver's Player of the Game coming up in the postgame here tonight. Culver's again celebrating 41 years in business, 14 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Jeff Langman, Doug Waniger back with you here in Jefferson tonight, home of Greene County. Tonight, though, it's two different schools. Kemper taking on Roland Story for that right to head to the state tournament. Doug, this Roland Story team, they're going to come in. They're going to play a 2-3 zone. They're probably going to play it pretty well because that's what they've done for a long time. We saw it a few years ago down at the state tournament.
Yeah, I've been hearing that they're when they're 2 years old, they start playing a 2-3 zone defense. It's just bred into them. They just know how to play it, and they play it extremely well. They're usually pretty long. They rotate really well. They anticipate passing lanes really, really well. And to beat it, the best thing that Kemper could do is, first off, protect the offensive glass, but then secondly, get out and run and hopefully get the ball up court before they get a chance to really get set up and try to get some transition points.
Yeah, you don't find too many teams that play a 2-3 zone that end up, you know, averaging 14 steals per game, or 13, but that's what they do because they do rotate so well in this and they're able to get into passing lanes. But Kemper, the much high-scoring team, they're going to come in averaging 78 points per game. Roland Story would like to keep this in the 40s or 50s if they can. They come in averaging 59 points per game but giving up 43 points per game, while Kemper gives up 53 points per game. Kemper's the better shooting team at 52% to 45%, better three-point shooting team, 37% to 32%, better free throw shooting team, 63% to 58%. Doug, the one really big advantage for Roland Story is on the boards. It's only three rebounds, but three rebounds is quite a bit in a game.
Yes, it absolutely is, and especially if they're on the offensive end, because those are usually easy putbacks, or at least 65-75% of the time they're going in. So Kemper is going to have to protect that glass. That's not something that we do really well. We don't box out a lot. We just kind of rely on athleticism. But the big kid inside, Eli Van Hove, he's going to go to the hole. He's averaging about 3.5 offensive rebounds a game, so we've got to keep him off the glass.
And Kemper has done a terrific job of ball movement, Doug, so far this year. Their ability to make that extra pass to set up guys is part of the reason why they've been on the run that they've been on.
Yeah, and they'll have to do that tonight because they're, you know, like we said, they're going to be in that 2-3 zone, and they're going to cover it well, and they're going to trap down on the basketball, especially when you get it down low, so hopefully a lot of kickbacks. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of 12, 15-foot shots that we're going to have to hit those.
Let's take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for a Roland Story, they are 18-5 on the year, went 13-3 in the Heart of Iowa Conference under head coach Brian Berggren. Again, they won 60-52 over Kemper Mac in 2023. They'll start a 5'8 senior in Blake Larson, a 5'8 senior in Cody Long, a 6'2 sophomore in Colin Willis, a 6'3 junior in Luke Thorensen, and a 6'6 junior in Eli Van Hove. For the Kemper Knights, under head coach Sean Minahan, again, they are 21-3 on the year, went 10-0 in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, having won 15 straight games. Tonight, they'll go with a 6'2 junior in Dylan Schoen, a 6'2 junior in Griffin Glenn, a 6'2 senior in Jack Bating, a 6' junior in Teddy Perkins, and a 6'5 senior in Ryan Clare. Doug, final thoughts on what Kemper's got to do to win it here tonight?
I think just come out, play excellent defense, get a good start, shoot the basketball pretty well, and again, just play their game, make that extra pass, play great defense, and just do the things they've been doing lately.
Mason, you've got some updates for us over there.
We'll start with a somewhat local team, Woodbine, upsetting number 10 Madger without Landon Bloom in the fourth quarter. They win 56-51 for their third straight state appearance, and Coon Rapids Bear going to trail by 3 points, 34-31, heading into the fourth quarter.
All right, so got the offense going a little bit there in the third quarter as they are going to head into the fourth quarter. That game right now over on 93.7 KKRL with Nick Brinks on the broadcast. We'll step away for our national anthem. We've got tip-off of tonight's game coming up for you next right here on Keck 106.7. Kemper trying to punch their ticket to the State Boys Basketball Tournament.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust, as your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Thanks for tuning in tonight to our Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Doug, one of the things you brought up We didn't really get much of a chance or a chance to talk about it during the early part of our Mackey Motors tailgate, but, you know, Brock Mading hasn't played really since the Christmas break. That last game he played and was that outstanding, just amazing performance he had against Clear Lake up there at Iowa Central. He was just fantastic that night, but out for the season because of that foot injury. But he has still been a huge part with his leadership of what this team's been able to accomplish.
What an incredible young man to take that on the way he did. You know, extremely disappointed. Basketball has kind of been his life. Yeah, he had the great career in football, but he loves basketball and looking for this senior year and not be able to finish it. Had to be extremely disappointed, but gosh, he's just been such a leader on that bench, calling plays and stuff for the coaches, etc. It's just done an incredible job.
Ryan Clare set to jump things up right here against Eli Van Holt. Hopefully we'll get the crowd to sit here at some point so that, so that we can see. But we'll get up and stand the best that we can to be able to see now some of the crowd beginning to sit down so that we can see.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit tough, though. We're high against the
Yeah, we're
the
in
top,
the back of the bleachers, but they're
not in a press box.
Yeah. The jump ball is going to be controlled by Roland Story. They're going to go right to left, but Ryan Clare is going to get the first steal of the game. And the Knights will have the opening possession. Fading with it up top. 2-3 zone for Roland Story, shown on the right side. Kemper going right to left in their home white uniforms here in this first half of Clare. Clare up top to Beating. Penetrating in is Perkins. Kick pass out to Glenn. He'll catch and fire. He comes down gimpy. That one doesn't go. Shown will come up with a rebound inside to Clare. Gets inside. Shot up no good. And a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Van Hove. Number one on him.
Is that going to be on Van Hove?
I think that's who they
called it on number 12. But I might have missed it. Yep, and it's Van Hove. Yep.
It's Van Hove. So Van Hove will
that's
pick up
deal.
His first. Yeah. Clare at the line. Ryan shooting 61% on the season. And the free throw on the way. It is not being good. And the Knights will take the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, it does look like Glenn's he's favoring that ankle already.
Yeah, he came down and hopped on the other foot after coming down.
Ryan's gone away from that. The routine of putting the ball behind his back. It kind of was his good luck charm for a while. But
second one up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Going to be taken out of there by Roland Story. Pulling that one down was a Willis. They'll bring it up the floor now with a Long. Long looks to hand it off to Thorson. Jack Bating, though, comes up nearly with the steal. He tipped it away, but collided with a Roland Story player. That was Thorson as he was trying to go get it and could not collect it in before it went out of bounds near the scorers table. So Jack Doug has been so good at jumping passing lanes, especially early in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. We just gave up an early, easy
pull-up jumper by Long, no good. Schoen with his second rebound of the ballgame. Ahead to Perkins up the right side of the floor. Perkins back to Schoen, driving in. Ball knocked away. Coming out of there with it is Larson. Roland Story on the break. Larson attacks against Perkins. Shots up in. Good.
Yeah, those drives by Schoen aren't going to be there like they were the other night. This Roland Story defense, they collapsed too well.
Our first lead change of the game is Roland Story up 2-1. Glenn with it out high on the right side. Now over to Bating on the left side. Back up top, Perkins, right side, top of the key, down to Glenn, looking to drive in on the baseline, cut off, behind the back pass to Clare, shot in and out, no good, rebound, battle for it, Clare coming up with it, the putback is up and good.
Yeah, that's one that Ryan's got to make those, fortunately he got that offensive rebound, put Kemper up 3-2.
Second lead change here in this first quarter, Long with it out high here on the right side, defended by Glenn, they'll pass it up top to Thorson, he's going to be tripping. Taken away that time by Jack Bating out on the break. Long runs in front of him, but Bating able to lay it up and in. And the Knights have their largest lead right now at 5-2.
That's the defense Kipper's got to play. Get some steals, get out on that break, get some transition points.
Yeah, Thorson that time was trying to pop out up top, but ran into two defenders. Now driving in, turnaround jump shot up no good by Willis, and there is a rebound for Griffin Glenn. Glenn will jog it up over to Bating on the left side, down to the wing to Schoen on the left side. Back to Bating, thought about the three, finds Schoen on the elbow. Kick pass over to Glenn, right wing, pump fake, penetrates down on the baseline. Kick pass back out to Perkins, three on the way up. Goal!
You know, somebody's got to step up, and Teddy did it. We were hoping he would hit a few of those. That stretches that defense a little bit.
8-2 in favor of Kemper as a Long will bring it up. Looks to drive, gets around Glenn, pull up, jumper up, in good. And I have a feeling if I'm them, I'm attacking Griffin Glenn every time down the floor.
Yeah, he's definitely a little gimpy on that foot. We might be seeing Bating a little bit quicker than we anticipated.
Perkins back over to Jack Mating. Jack will drive in. Perkins down to the baseline left side to Claire. Back up top to Jack. Penetrates in. Gets inside the lane. Little floater at short. The rebound taken out of there by Van Holt. He'll get it off to Long. Long will bring it up. Look for Thorson on the right side. Nothing there. Now goes and almost thrown away, but Larson able to get fingertips on it, didn't save it. Larson back over to the left side now to Willis. Willis behind the back, defended by Schoen. The Knights in a man-to-man. Pull-up jumper by Willis off the left side. Up and good. That one sat on the rim, Doug, and ended up falling in.
Yeah, nice looking jump shot from the baseline.
8-6. Kemper's a lead right now with 4:40 to go first quarter. Glenn on the left side. Schoen setting up at the free throw line against that 2-3 zone. They'll go back to Glenn on the left side. Back up top to Perkins. Over to Mating. Back up top now to Perkins. Back to Mating. Them two playing catch. Left side now to Glenn. Trying to move that 2-3 zone. Get them moving back and forth. Back to Perkins. Left side over to Glenn. Penetrates in. Pulls up. And the shot is off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Van Hove. That's usually one, Doug, he finishes.
Yeah, they normally get that to go down, but that 2-3 rotates into almost a 1-3-1 sometimes.
Yep. Van Hove out high on the right side, hangs it off to Larson. His three is short. That one's going to bound out of bounds. It's going to be Kemper basketball. We've got an update here with Mason.
49-40, Boyden Hall, 3:52 to play in the fourth quarter.
All right, Boyden Hall opened up that fourth quarter on a 13-2 run. Coon Rapids Bears trying to fight their way back into it. That's a 1A sub-state. Crusaders trying to get back down to the state tournament. Tanner Baiting into the ballgame now for Griffin Glenn. Dylan Schoen will bring it up over to Teddy Perkins. Back up top to Schoen. Schoen working some of that point guard role. Perkins feeling it. Fires up a three. It's long. Claire the offensive rebound. Put back up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back is up and good. He maybe got away with a travel under the basket there.
I think he did. I think we got a break on that one. He's got his second offensive rebound for a bucket, but I talked to Ryan right before the game. He said he had a few nerves, but he thought they were good nerves.
Foul on the handoff here as Van Hove trying to hang it off to Thorson. We're going to reach in foul, going to go against Kemper.
Kemper's one thing we can't do, Jeff, is get in foul trouble. Yep. We just don't have a lot of depth right now, especially with Glenn's not going to be able to go. It didn't look good when he was out there.
Jack Mating picking up his first. That'll be the first against the Knights. They'll inbound it into the mat court to Long. Long with it. Over now to Van Hove, out high on the right side, onto the wing to Thorson. Thorson working against Claire, gets to the free throw line, pull-up jumper up and smooth. And that's going to make it now 10-8 as he knocks that one down.
Got some good shooters on this team.
Athletic-looking ball club for Roland Story. Claire with it down on the right block. Kick out pass to Perkins, right corner three. Good!
Teddy stepping up, that's 2 threes out of 3 shots.
Knights lead it here 13-8. Perkins with a couple of early threes. Knights with their largest lead. Van Hove inside, goes up over Claire, misses it. Schoen with his third rebound. He'll look to bring it up the right side of the floor.
A little surprised that they're taking the ball that quick to the hole.
Perkins floater in the lane, up no good. Perkins, though, battles and grabs his own rebound. Back out now to Baiting, over to Perkins on the left side. Back to Baiting, now off to Schoen. 2:35 to go first quarter. 13-8 Kemper. Tanner Baiting's three up no good. Battle for the rebound taken in by Ryan Clare, who lays it up and in. He has been tough inside.
Three offensive rebounds. Kemper up 15-8 with 2:25 left first quarter.
That is their largest lead of the game. Van Hove with it. Right wing hands it off again to Thorson. Thorson spins down. Got ran into that time by Clare. And now jumping the passing lane is Tanner Baiting. He's going to come up with a steal. We're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go against a boy. Roland Story, and that one's going to go on number 10, Kanan Burris, who has checked into the ballgame.
Griffin Glenn checking back in, so good to see him back in the ballgame. Good defense there in the inside there by Ryan Clare. He kind of knocked that one away.
He did, yep. And him coming out is what kept that spin from Thorson not working and then forced the bad pass. Knights up by 7, 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. Perkins with it out high left side. Works it, tries to go inside at the Tanner Baiting's going to throw that one away. And it'll be Roland Story, the Norseman's basketball.
Looked like they kind of dropped into a man-to-man there.
We'll have to keep an eye on it. The next trip down, checking in is Gavin Griffith, the 6'5 senior for Roland Story.
Kipper needs to keep up the defensive pressure. Can't let these guys have any open shots.
Burris will bring it up over to Thorson. Comes off a screen up top. Schoen knocks it away. Thorson will gather it back in. Works it over to Griffith on the right wing. Griffith didn't want to shoot. Shot clock at 18. Back to Burris. Burris now, as they switch with Claire on him, pass up top. Schoen nearly stole it away, but Thorson comes up with it. Pull-up jumper in the lane is up and good.
Thorson's a nice ball player. Gets good rotation on that basketball. It really elevates well from his jump shot.
Average is 18 a game. Their leading scorer, Glenn, with it on the left side. Up top now to Claire. He's going to fire up a three up top off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound taken down by Willis. They'll look to push. Over to Thorson on the left wing. They'll fire up a three. It's up and good.
Just like that, seven in a row. Long story, 15-13.
A 5-0 run for the Norsemen. Glenn looking to attack right side. Gets in, kick out pass to Perkins. Three up. Good!
Eddie's got nine in the quarter.
3 of 4 from the three-point line for him. 18-13 in favor of Kemper. 52 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Perkins really feeling it. You can tell it on the defensive end. They get it to Griffin out high right side. Penetrating in, running into Claire. Now they find the cutter Burris in the lane. He'll be double-teamed. Gets it back out. They'll work it to Wallace, and we're going to get a travel on it. Braden Wallace, who had checked into the ballgame. That turnover to get
back
it back. Yep, turnover will give it back over to Kemper. Schoen will check out, baiting in. Perkins out as well.
What a quarter for Teddy Perkins.
Yeah, Perkins is just inbounding it. Sorry, folks, I thought maybe he was headed to the bench, but he's inbounding it right in front of the bench.
Bill and Schoen getting a break here to end the quarter.
About 3 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Perkins over the left corner to Tanner. Back off now to Perkins. Two Batings out there. Try to call them by their first name. Goes inside to clear above the right block. Back over to Perkins. Catches and fires. Up, no good. Rebound tipped around by Tanner Bating. Pulled in by Jack Bating. Back up top to Glenn. Fires the three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Perkins with another rebound. Out now to Bating. That's a Tanner over to Jack. Jack goes to Claire on the elbow. Back over to Tanner. Three on the way up. In and out. No good. A rebound to Willis. Thorson's got it. 3 seconds to go. Thorson's going to attack the rim. Gets all the way down. Shots up. No good. And Kemper might have got lucky there. That could have been some contact, but no call. And the Knights will take an 18-13 lead into the second quarter. When we come back in 1 minute here on Keck 106.7.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents. Fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. Head to the second quarter here on Kick 106.7, but Mason Nealon, an update on the Coon game.
Kind of a sad update for us here. Coon Rapids Barrett ends their season 23-2 as they fall to Boyden Hole 54-40.
Jack Bating with a drive and misses the layup. The rebound taken out of there by Long. He'll push it ahead over to Thorson on the left wing. 18-13 Kemper as we start this second quarter. Thorson's jumper is up and good.
Boy, those
he
guys
is
are
tough.
Really effective with those mid-range jumpers, and Kemper's missed several bunnies right around the bucket.
Jack Bating heads over to Perkins on the left side. Back to Jack. Back over to Perkins. They'll set back in that 2-3 zone. Back up now to Jack. Glenn running the baseline. He wanted the lob. I don't know if Jack was comfortable throwing that to him. Now Griffin looking to drive in on that left side. Kicks it out to Perkins. Right side to Jack. They'll collapse on him. Over to Perkins. Now to Glenn left side. Glenn gets in the lane. Pull up jumper up. No good. And a whistle to foul. Going to go against a Roland Story. And that is going to be two shots coming up for Griffin Glenn. That foul on Blake Larson going to be his first and the first in the second quarter against a Roland Story.
Really good ball move by Kemper, but even better rotation of defensively by Roland Story.
Glenn at the line, 69% on the season. First attempt tonight. It's on the way. It's up and good. First points here tonight for Griffin Glenn. Kemper's lead is at 19-15. We've got another update from Mason.
So Union Community, who's the 8 seed, they would play Kemper if they make it all the way down. 20-15, they are trailing to Pella Christian right now.
Kemper got to get there first, though.
Glenn knocks down both. And Bella Christian traditionally strong as well, so
I've
not
got
a surprise there. Yep, 20 to 15. Who's your nephew?
One of my niece Tracy's sons. There's four of them, and I can't remember which one it is.
Van Hove over to Larson or Long. Larson Long will drive in. Now over to Larson. His three on the way up and good. Blake Larson, second three of the night. And Doug Rowland, sorry, just kind of hanging around down 20 to 18.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary. They're really knocking down shots.
Glenn penetrates in on Van Hove, goes to the rim, and gets that one to fall. He went to the ground, but able to get back up, looking a little bit more comfortable right now on that ankle.
That's that athleticism. He just kind of hung in the air and then released that for the two-pointer.
Long on the right side, goes into Van Hove, looking for the cutter. They find Willis. He's going to be bumped and fouled. I think that one's going to go on Jack Bating, and that'll be number two on Jack.
Jack got caught following him through the lane, so
yep.
Guessing they're going to get Claire back in the game, and Jack's probably going to have to take a seat.
Ryan Claire will check in. He is going to check in for Jack Bating. Also checking in is going to be Trevor Britton. He'll check into the ballgame for Willis for Roland Story. So Roland Story's already gone nine deep, with Kemper going right now just at six deep here into the ballgame.
And a steal there by
Dylan Jones with the steal on the inbounds. Griffin Glenn's going to bring it up. Lobs it to Claire. Kick out pass. Tanner Bating's three from the right corner. Up and good.
Yep. Those guys, tell you what, those two guys off the, normally on the bench, Tanner and Teddy Perkins, playing big, big right now for Kemper.
25-18. We're going to get a hold call. Going to go against the Knights as Long was trying to penetrate down the right side of the lane.
Yeah, they're going right at Glenn with that ankle. I think they picked up that they've got something on him. He's really quick and... Glenn just a step slower than he might normally be.
Foul on Teddy Perkins is his first, second against the Knights here in the quarter. Long pass to Thorson. He'll catch it. Keeps it in the up back court here. Or in the front court. Looks to drive. Nice cut off that time by Schoen. Now work it over to Larson on the left wing. He'll get to the left elbow inside to Van Hove. Triple team comes, puts it on the floor, and Ryan Claire able to steal it away, and then we're going to get a foul on Van Hove, I think.
That's
trying to grab him as he was trying to go away, and that's going to be number two on Van Hove.
Yeah, a steal there for Ryan Claire. They're putting the ball on the ground a little bit too much. Kemper's going down and getting it with him.
Yep, yep. Teddy Perkins came in, got the first piece of that, and then Ryan Claire able to just muscle it away. Claire's been so aggressive, him and Van Hove kind of smiling and chuckling down here on the other end. So competitive but friendly.
Yeah, they Ryan's always having fun out there
yep.
with kids. Kemper needs a good possession here to get their biggest lead of the game.
Glenn over to Schoen on the right wing. Inside to Claire, out to Perkins. Right corner,
short.
Three up short. The rebound tipped around. It's battled for, and it'll be Schoen pulling in his fourth. He'll drive it. Kick out pass again to Perkins. Perkins back over to Schoen on the right wing. Schoen looking to drive. Dump pass down to Claire. Baseline jumper in and out. No good. Weak side rebound to Thorson for Roland Story. He'll bring it up. 5:15 to go first half. 25-18 Kemper. They have led since they went up 3-2. Pull that jumper up in good for Cody Long. He comes in averaging just five a game, but Doug shoots it better than that.
They just don't miss those 8 to 10, 12 footers.
Well, the old San Antonio Spurs yeah. mid-range jumpers, right?
Yes.
Schoen with it over to the left side to Perkins. Back up top to Schoen. Back to Perkins. Left corner now to Bating. Brings it up on the wing. Skips it over to Glenn. Looking to drive. Goes behind the back. Cut off. And now throws it into the backcourt. There's going to be a turnover on Kemper. He was looking for Schoen and just missed him on the path.
And that's all that defense. They just extend that zone out there so far.
Three subs coming into the ballgame. For Roland Story, Willis coming back onto the floor, Griffith coming back onto the floor, and Burris coming back onto the floor. They'll be out there with a Long and Thorson. Knights have right now Schoen, Claire, Glenn, Tanner Bating, and Perkins.
This game's going that pace and that score the way Roland Story likes to play, staying down in the low 20s here in the midway through the second quarter.
Cody Long gets it up, works it over now to Griffith, over to the right side to Thorson. He'll look to work again. Schoen, ball knocked away. Coming out of there with it is it Tanner Bating. His layup is good on the other end. Looked like he wanted to go up and dunk it. And I don't know, Doug, that just looked awkward. But he was still able to flip it up over the rim.
Yeah, that's out of case. If you're going to do that, you want to make sure you get it.
Three by Willis up no good. Ryan Clare with his fifth rebound of the game. Now work it to Schoen over high here on the left side, about 24 feet away. Now to Glenn, 23 feet away, right side, top of the key, down to the right wing to Tanner. With only Tanner Bating on the floor, we'll just call him Bating. Jack on the bench right now with two fouls. Glenn with it out high on the left side. Defending in the top of that 2-3 zone by Long. They work it over to Sean. We're going to get a timeout called by Kemper with 12 seconds to go on the shot clock. 3:52 to go here in the second quarter. 27-20 in favor of Kemper. We're back right after this quick timeout here on Kick 106.7.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Two Cup Manufacturing, built strong, back local.
Let's send it back to Mason Nealon here real quick for some updates with some other games going on, Mason.
So with Coon losing, I'm just going to mainly focus on 2A for the rest of the night here. Grundy Center up on Beckman Catholic 34-19. Yeah, Regina up on Northeast 16-14. And again, Trainer is the first team in 2A to advance to the state tournament.
And again, Coon Rapids Baird falling earlier tonight on KKRL with Nick Rinks. Mason and I will type up recap stories tonight and put our Culver's player of the game fast inside tip. And coming out of there with it is a Griffith. He'll get it off now to Burris, who brings it up across half court. Knights will drop back into their half court man-to-man. Doug, they've stayed in that man-to-man, as they probably will all game long.
Yeah, that was a set play there, too. And now
and
a
there's
steal
Griffin
by
Glenn with the steal. He's out on the break. The layup on the other end is up and good.
Griffin's shaking off that ankle and just playing basketball.
Yeah, that's the largest lead of the
ball game.
And now another steal for Tanner Bating.
Two, three steals in the game, I think, for Tanner.
I've got him two, but you might be right.
Had that one that...
Yep. Now driving in, and there is going to be a whistle and a foul on the floor as Glenn penetrates in on the right side. Knights starting to take control of this with their largest lead of the game. That foul here a moment ago on Burris is his second. Jack Bating checking in now for Teddy Perkins. Larson will check in for Long for Roland Story.
Teddy should get a huge hand for that first performance that he had.
Three fouls right now on Roland Story, so no free throws for Kemper. They'll get it into Claire right corner. Now over to Tanner. Left side to Jack. Penetrates in. Leaves it off for Schoen. It's loose. We're going to get a whistle on a foul inside. Is that going on Roland Story as well? It does, and that is going to go on Larson, his second.
That came from the way out official, too.
Yep.
He must have saw something that...
Kemper caught a little bit of a break. That was a dangerous pass in traffic. They'll maintain possession. They lob it into Glenn. Glenn out high now, off to Schoen, right side top again. He'll travel with the basketball.
Dylan may be getting a little bit frustrated in that he's not getting those drives to the lane that he normally gets. This is a way better defensive team.
Yeah, he usually can attack a zone defense, but this is a really good zone defense and has not been able to find those creases to attack it.
Yeah, there just aren't any creases, though.
Yeah. Burris gets it off now to Willis. Willis out high on the right side. Pass is tipped. Coming up with the steal is Schoen, his third of the ballgame. Dylan drives down, gets it off to Jack. Little runner-up, no good. Battle for the rebound. And
that's
we're going to get a whistle
foul.
And a foul, and that's going to go on Tanner Bating.
That's a bucket Kemper's got to get. They had a 3-on-2. Just couldn't get it to go down. Like I said, they've had several of those bunnies that they couldn't get to go.
Team foul number 3 on Kemper here in the quarter. Tanner Bating with his first.
Kemper's had several steals and opportunities for breakaways.
And Hove back onto the floor now. He'll check in for Griffith. Knight's going to come out with some pressure at the half court. Now they'll drop back. They had both Jack Bating and Tanner Bating up at the half court line, but as Roland Story brought it up the floor, they just walk back. Long with it out high up top. Now works it just behind the free throw line over to Thorson. Thorson defended by Schoen. Looking to drive. Schoen did a nice job against him. Shot clock down to 12. They go inside to Van Hope. Put it on the floor. Lost it. Goes down to pick it up. And we're going to get him on the baseline out of bounds. And I'm surprised, Doug, at how often they're putting it on the floor and Kemper's dipping down in there and getting a hand on that.
Yeah, that's like, what, four of them, I think, when that's happened? Just 2:09 now left. Second quarter, Kemper up 29-20.
Jack Bating will bring it up. Kicks it over now on the right side to Glenn. Back up top to Jack. Jack back over to Glenn on the right side. Schoen working the free throw line. Jack open. Left side top of the key. Three up, no good. Schoen up high for his fifth rebound. Now looks to drive. Drives in. Contact with Van Hove. Shot up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Larson. They'll work it ahead to Thorson on the right side. Thorson looking to drive. Kick back left side
to
Larson.
Get on him.
He'll fire up a three. It's up in. Good.
Tanner's got to get over there quicker. They did way too much room.
29-23. Minute and a half to go here in the first half. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Roland Story fans, now Kemper fans getting to their feet. Going to put a little pressure on Doug and I to be able to see. Schoen with it now over to Jack. Jack back up top. Larson jumped the passing lane, but tips it to Schoen, and then Schoen's going to be bumped. He's going to go to the floor. That's going to be number two on Long.
That's the fourth foul. Yep. Perkins checking back into the game for Kemper.
And that'll be the fifth. So that'll be free throws coming up here for Dillon and Schoen.
Teddy coming in for Jack baiting. Jack got those two fouls. So.
Yep. Schoen, a 63% free throw shooter on the season.
That time of year when that 50 and 55, 60% free throws got to get better. We got to be in the 80s.
Free throw on the way. It is up in good. Right now, Kemper is a 4 of a 5 from the line here in the ballgame.
Dillon's got 8 points in the game. It feels like that's been a very quiet eight. He's had to work
Dillon's
really hard.
Dillon's got 1 point in the game.
So. No, I'm looking at...
Yeah, you're looking at the
wrong
team.
Score. There we go.
Yeah,
he's going to take.
That's his first point here tonight. Second one coming up. It is up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Long for the Norseman.
Yeah, looking up there going, where did he get those 8 points? That's why it's so quiet. He didn't have
it. Long rolls off a screen. Willis dumps it now to Griffin near the right elbow. They'll hand it to Thorson up top. Jumper from behind the free throw line. Claire did a nice job flashing out. Forced the miss. Willis comes down with a rebound ball. Loose. Thorson will pick it up. Kicks it up top to Long. Down to the left corner. Down to 27 on the shot clock. 44 on the game clock. Roland Story after reset, Doug, after they'd kind of gotten a little out of control there for a moment.
Yeah, a little bit of a scramble. They had two or three easy or saves where they had to save the basketball. Fortunately for them, they did.
Griffith hands it off. We're going to get a reach-in foul on Tanner Bating. And that's going to be number two on him. And I'm surprised Roland Story keeps running that handoff over here on the right wing, right in front of the Kemper bench, Doug, because the Knights have defended that extremely well.
Yeah, they have. They've gotten a few steals off of that as well.
Griffith will check out. Van Hove back onto the floor now. Roland Story, 31.7. That'll turn the shot clock off. Tanner baiting out.
Jordan Tryon in.
They'll throw it into the backcourt to Long. Long will walk it up across half court. He's just going
to
hold it out there.
To get a stop here. You don't want these guys getting momentum, getting that down to 4 or 5 points going into half.
Again, Mason and I will type up recap stories for all of tonight's action. You can find it on the Brink's Exterior Sports Report. Long looks to drive, now gets it to Thorson. Defended out there by Schoen, goes behind the back. Penetrates in, pull-up jumper up, no good. The rebound to Griffin Glenn. And the pass going to come to an end. His shot at the buzzer will hit the backboard. I don't think it would have counted. But Kemper will take a 30-23 lead into the halftime. We'll step away, take a break. Knights out scoring Roland Story 12-10 in that second quarter of play. We've got our Maggie Motors halftime report coming up next right here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com. Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. in a hurry. Zip through their express oil change. Fender Bender, the Collision Center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you back here. Our halftime show brought to you by Mackey Motors, the Lake City recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Jeff Leichman and Doug Wanderger with you here at the halftime. Kemper up 30-23. We've got Mason Nealon sitting over here. He's got some updates. Mason, what's the latest updates going on around the state?
Again, I'm just going to flash back to 1A here with Marquette and Montezuma, which might be the game of the year. It was going to go to double OT, but Luis Goner of Marquette hits a left-handed fadeaway three-pointer to send Marquette to, Marquette to state there. So what a game out of them. Bishop Garrigan trailing at house, the South Winneshiek, 40-37. What I got on here is Grundy Center up 45-36 over Beckman Catholic in the third. Regina up 3 points over Northeast, 21-18 at halftime. Union down at halftime to Pella Christian, 33-26, and then that trainer game is the final one here. 2A struggling to get some scores for them here, but I'm going to try my best in the halftime to get everything what we got going on.
All right, to Doug now rejoining me here in this halftime. Doug, good first half for Kemper. Tempo could be a little quicker for them, but I think they'll take a game where they're in the 60s or around 70 points. That gives them a pretty good chance to win this one. The Thorson kids hurt them a little bit. Roland Story has shot it pretty well, but the Knights have just kind of held them at bay here throughout most of this first half.
Yeah, it's been one of those games real close. You know, you can tell they're tense. You know, we've missed a lot of easy shots around the bucket. Just balls that just normally go in are rolling off just because I think we're just a little bit tense. But, you know, Teddy Perkins saved us with those three big threes there in the first half. But kind of offsets the start for Dylan Schoen, who had 30 in the last game, only got one tonight.
Yeah, and the 2-3 zone's been giving him some trouble getting inside. Griffin Glenn, I've got him unofficially, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. He's making a difference out on the floor, still able to do something. I was really concerned after that first shot because he came down extremely ginger on that ankle on that first shot. But I know he came out. I don't know if they retaped him or what, but he looks different since he's come back on the floor.
Well, you know, he's a really tough kid, and he probably just had to get out there and get that first burst of pressure on us so that he could feel the pain and then just kind of adapt to it maybe.
Yep.
But playing, I think, quite well. A little bit slow maybe on the defensive end. They've taken him to the hole a couple times. That guard's really quick. Cody Long, I think.
Yep.
Really, really a quick guard, really good with the basketball. On the other hand, you know, they stayed in the ballgame rolling story by hitting some mid-range jumpers, then it seemed like they made just about every one of them there until late in the second quarter, and then Kemper put a little bit of a gap between them and the Norsemen.
Ryan, Claire, and Dylan Schoen been huge on the boards.
Yes, absolutely. Ryan's had a very good ball game for Kemper, but again, a little bit tense. He missed a couple of easy shots, but he just keeps fighting for those old boards and ends up getting the bucket out of it.
Knights lead it here 30-23 at the halftime. Back with more of our Mackey Motors halftime report next here on Kick 106.7.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Take a look at some of our numbers, unofficial numbers here in the first half. From Roland Story, Blake Larson with 8 points, Cody Long with 4, Colin Willis with 2, and Luke Thorson with 9. They did not attempt a free throw in the first half. For Kemper, Dylan Schoen, 1 point, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. Griffin Glenn, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Jack Bating, 2 points with a rebound and a steal. Teddy Perkins, 9 points with 2 rebounds. Ryan Clare, 7 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Tanner Bating with 5 points and 2 steals. A nice 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Doug, Kemper right now up by 7. What do they need to do here in this third quarter to take control of this game if they can?
Continue to play great defense, be patient on offense, relax a little bit when they're shooting. It seems like they're a little bit tight, but play great defense and try to get an early jump here and get up 10, 12 points, something like that.
Roland Sorgan inbound right in front of Kaylee Simons on the other side of the floor. They'll get it into the backcourt to Cody Long. Along with it, we'll work it up across half court. Comes off a screen up tight. Knights will stay man-to-man down to Willis. Left corner, 3 on the way. It's Long, and there is Claire with his 6th rebound of the ballgame. Off now to Jack Bating, who will bring it up with just one Bating on the floor. If you hear me say Bating, it's Jack.
He had way too much room on that shot. Fortunately, he didn't knock it down.
Perkins over to Glenn, inside to Claire on the right block, spins into the lane. He
travels
with the basketball. Yep. Yeah, Doug just kind of took a little bit of an extra hop in there.
He was begging for a foul, thinking he got bumped, but the way this game's been called, they're not going to call those tonight.
By the way, you buying Hawk App a new phone after he took a picture of us? He said it doesn't work anymore.
Oh, is that right?
Long will bring it up, defended by Bating over to the left side to Larson. Lob pass inside. Nice catch that time inside from Van Hove. He'll get the bucket. Ryan Clare defending on the play, going to pick up the foul.
Yeah, I think that was a set play that they called from the bench, and I thought they could get the ball inside to Hove and Van Hove, and sure enough they did. And worse yet, we get a foul on Clare, and they go into the line for the end. Won their first free throw of the night.
Reagan Biter in the house, the free throw friend Van Hove, a 58% free throw shooter, is up and good. And that lead is down to four here at 30-26, shown with it just above the free throw line. Roland Story back into their 2-3 zone, back over to Jack, left side. He's going to fire up a three. It's up and good.
Good thing that one went down. He was way out there.
33 now, 20-6 in favor of Kemper. Willis out to the right corner. Larson's three is up and good. That's his third three of the ballgame. Comes in averaging six a game. So both teams dug with a guy that doesn't usually average a lot, hitting threes here tonight.
Ooh.
Dangerous pass. Thorson nearly jumped it, but Perkins came up with it. And now we've got a foul going to go on Long. Cody Long trying to jump in front of Jack Bating, who was dribbling from the left side to the right side of the floor. He tried to time it and jump in front of him and get the steal. I think Jack maybe took a shoulder in the face area. But a foul on Long, his second, and the first against the Norsemen here in the second half.
Kemper's got to respond. We got to get a bucket here. We can't let them close the gap.
Bating driving in. Top shot. Little runner in the lane. Up no good. Van Hove comes down with a rebound.
And Jack forced that one a little bit.
He's tapping himself on the chest as he goes down to the other end. Long will work it up against Bating. Pass is tipped. It's now tipped by Ryan Clare, who comes up with it, flips it ahead to Jack Bating.
He travels,
and he travels with the basketball. Yep.
He absolutely did.
Yep. He's disappointed in the call. But
we had a two-on-one there. We got to split that thing so that we can get a little bit easier look. With two guys going to the same spot.
He needed to take one dribble, and then he had the wraparound pass to Clare. It would have been beautiful. But,
letting the Norsemen get back in this game a little bit. The crowd's picking it up.
Long over on the right side. Goes inside to Willis on the right side of the block. Looking inside for Van Hove. Now Thorson cuts in, spins. Little fadeaway. He'll travel with the basketball. He had a little flip pass there to Van Hove, but didn't take it. And they would have had a wide open shot at the rim.
Yeah, Kemper got a break there. That could have been a body foul on Clare.
Attacked off that left side. Got into the lane and spun. A little contact. He tried to fade away, but that contact... He traveled with the basketball, baiting over on the left side. Now to Schoen, looking to drive in underneath to Clare. Clare double-teamed down on the block, gets away from Van Hove and lays it up and in.
Hey, boy, they're letting them hammer you. That's the way they're calling the game. We just got to be stronger.
35 now to 29. Long with it over on the left side, up top to Larson. Larson off of a screen by Willis, who pops out. He'll catch it. Van Hove working down on the block against Clare, and that one's up and good.
Yeah, they figured out they can get position on Ryan inside there. That's two easy buckets for Van Hove.
He hadn't scored in the first half. He's got five right away here in the second half. 35-31 Kemper. Clare down on the right baseline. Nice work up back up top to Jack. Back over now to Perkins on the right side. Up to Bating. Shown at the free throw line. Bobble that caught it. Runs in to Van Hove. Draw some contact. And that is number three on Eli Van Hove.
Yeah. Nothing easy for Schoen tonight. He's only got 1 point in the game.
He'll head to the line. I think Mason's got an update.
I want to give an update, but the Carroll kids here, you see Jared Moore and them sitting far left side of where we were. You couldn't see him with that beam sitting there, but the Carroll kids in the house tonight.
Hey, Jared, send me a text on your shirt size for the Rewind All-Star game. I haven't heard from you yet. 35-31. Schoen knocks down the free throw. 36-31 now. Second free throw upcoming.
Five-minute mark, third quarter.
Free throw on the way. He'll hit both of them.
Maybe that'll get Dylan going a little bit, get a couple balls going in.
Long will bring it up, picked up by Bating over to the left side Larson looking inside. Lob pass again. There's no weak side help. That time Schoen got there late, but blocks the shot. Thorson comes up with a rebound. Fadeaway's up in good.
Thorson's hit that offensive glass.
Stays a four-point game at 37-33. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Bating up top with it over to Perkins on the left side. Back over now to Bating. Finds Claire inside the right elbow. Over to Perkins left side. Down to Glenn on the wing. Schoen just inside the left elbow. Pump fake spins in. Kick pass back out to Glenn.
Boy, they rotate
to drive.
So well.
Gets it inside now to Schoen, and the jumper's up in good.
They really rotate up the defensive end so well. The assist there to Griffin Glenn.
That's his third of the ballgame.
Dylan
Schoen with his first bucket, and we're got an out of bounds off of Willis on the attack.
A little bit of a break there for Kemper. Willis a little bit sloppy with his feet.
39-33. Tanner Bating check into the ballgame now for Teddy Perkins. 4:09 to go here in this third quarter. Long way to go in this game.
Absolutely.
The winner going to head to the state tournament. We're getting a timeout called by Roland Story. 4:09 to go here in the third. Knights up six. We're back in 30 seconds here on Keck 106.7.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Mason Nealon with an update as a 2A game going final.
Grundy Center, the number 5 seed, they beat Kemper a couple of years ago to get to state. They're back down to state this year with a 56-44 win over unranked Beckman Catholic. They will go in probably as the 5 seed if everyone were to win out.
Doug, what's Kemper been able to do to kind of maintain this lead here in the third?
Well, just a couple of breaks, a couple of turnovers, and they just got to make it happen on the offensive end. They seem a little bit tight. You know, the tempo of this game is definitely in Roland Story's type of ball game.
Yeah, the good thing for Kemper, though, even though it's not their style of game, they're showing that they can score in the half court.
Yeah, going inside, they're letting them play. It's a little bit physical, so they just got to adapt to that.
Both Batings on the floor. We'll call them by their first name. Jack with it up top. Over to Schoen on the left wing. Knights with the basketball up 39-33. Over to Jack on the right wing. Looking inside for Claire. They'll get it to him down on the block, working against Van Hove, who's got three. His fadeaway up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Van Hove this time out wrestling everybody. He'll come up with it. Head to Thorson, but there is Jack Bating leading that passing lane spin. Gets it off to Schoen. Fadeaway jumper up and good.
Steal there by Jack Bating. You know, you can always count on Jack to come up with big plays. Steal and the assist. Schoen.
Knights up right now by a score of 41-33. So back-to-back baskets for Schoen. Now Thorson cuts to the basket. Van Hove throws it to him, but threw it to where he was at, and that's where he was cut and passed out of bounds. And it is a Kemper basketball with 3:22 to go, up eight. They had a chance to take their largest lead here in the game.
Yeah, I think eight was their largest.
Nine.
Wasn't it? 29-20,
yep. So Schoen running the point guard. He'll bring it up over to Glenn on the left side. Glenn, back up top to Schoen.
Can't tick fast enough.
Back up top to Schoen. Schoen over the left side to Glenn. Glenn looks to drive in, jump stop, lost it. It's loose on the floor. Van Holt going to be fouled by Ryan Clare. Ryan trying to reach in. And that is going to be two on Clare. That's foul number two on Kemper here in the quarter.
Kemper just forcing it a little bit against that zone. Keep passing the basketball. We're going to be a lot better off.
Burris going to check into the ballgame for Long. They'll get a towel off of the Kemper bench. It's warm. It's not warm in this gym, but for the players out there running around, it's plenty warm.
A little warmer than us sitting up against the wall here.
Yeah, I never understand why the coaches always let the players put the headsets on first for post-game interviews, because then they have to put those sweaty headsets on.
Kemper just needs to keep playing great defense here.
Under three to go here in the third quarter. Final 10 minutes or so of regulation. Willis hands it off to Thorson. Thorson with it out on the left side, defended again by Tanner Bating. Looking to work against him. Gets it off now to Griffith. Griffith over on the right side. They dump it back inside to Griffith. Griffith's baseline jumper long. And Schoen will clear rebound number six. They work it ahead to Glenn. Good catch over on the wing. Attacks on the baseline. Drives in. Kick pass up top to Tanner. Over to
Keep
Schoen on the left
basketball,
wing.
Guys.
Back up top to Baiting. That's Jack over to Schoen on the wing. Back up top to Jack. Inside to Claire. Back out now to Schoen. Left wing. Three up. Good. Hillen, not a guy that takes a lot of threes, Doug, but that one he stepped into.
Yeah, he's got 10 now in the game.
Knights with their largest lead here at 44-33. Penetrating in over there is a Wallace. He'll get back up top to Willis. Willis with it. Knights have taken advantage of the bench for Roland Story a couple of times. Now driving in, and there is Claire coming up with the steal, his fourth of the ballgame.
Good help side defense by Kemper.
Dylan Schoen will jog it up. Minute 45 to go here in the third. 44-33 Kemper. Jack Baiting. Pump fake. Drives in lane. Down to Claire. Baseline jumper from 15. It's a little long. Griffith will come up with a rebound. Off now to Burris. He'll push it ahead.
Kemper hustling back on defense.
Thorson on the right wing. Thought about it. Now takes the three. It's up no good. Claire with another rebound. I've got him for seven. Jack Baiting will walk it up. Knights being patient, dug themselves.
Yep, unusual to see Kemper walking the ball like that, but that's the right thing right now. Up 11.
Glenn left side, thought about the skip pass, doesn't do it. Goes up top to Schoen, right side now to Baiting. Back up top to Schoen, over to Jack. Three on the way up, no good. Griffith will clear the rebound. Tanner stays back to put some pressure. They'll get it off to Burris.
Like to see the Knights work it inside a little bit more.
Griffith stepping into a three, that one long, Ryan Clare. Rebound number eight. He'll now throw it ahead. And Burris going to tip that one into the student section. And guys need to work on their hands over there. Had two guys have that one pop right out of their hands. I won't call them out by their names. But,
you sure you don't want it?
I thought about it. If Mason was on the headsets and talking right now, he might call them out by name. But I'll be nice to him over there as it went right out of their hands.
Let's have a good offensive set here. Get a bucket out of this.
Perkins with it on the right side. Skip pass back over to Glenn, left side. Pump fake. Tries to drive in. Cut off that time by Thorson. Comes back up top to Schoen. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 38 on the game clock here in the third. Schoen back over now to Glenn, left side. Going to fire up a long three. That one is short. Rebound tipped out by Tanner Baiting. But he tips it over to the Kemper bench. He was hoping that Dylan Schoen could track it down, Doug, but Dylan just not able to track that one down in time.
No, good effort, though. He was, you know, he stayed on his feet, kept his hands high. Unfortunately, wasn't able to knock it in on an area where Dylan could get it.
Van Hove back into the ballgame for Griffith for Roland Story. Shot clock is off. 27 and a half to go here in the third quarter, and Nash Leonard making his first appearance tonight. And he'll give Ryan Clare a little bit of a longer break.
Yeah, they're probably going to try to work the ball inside to Van Hove. He's had some success. They're down 11 now. They'll definitely work for the last shot. See if the Knights can get a steal here.
Long works it up across half court. Perkins waiting for him near the top of the key. Now comes out near the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor to put some pressure on him. Long trying to work that clock down. 11-point lead for Kemper. Their largest of the game. Long over to the right side. Gets it off to Thorson. Cuts through. Thorson off of a screen from Van Hove, fires up a three up top. It's up no good. And Long tries to save it, but it's going to bounce on the end line. There's 1 second for Kemper to work with. Long going to stay down there along with Larson to put some pressure on Perkins and Glenn. They'll get it in to Glenn. He'll fire one up. It is short. And the Knights will take a 44-33 lead into the halftime. Kemper outscoring Roland Story 14-10 in that third quarter. We'll step away. We've got the fourth quarter in 1 minute here on Kent 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Denver up 11 here as we head to the fourth quarter. Jeff Blankman, Doug Wanderger with you. We've got Mason Nealon jumping in every now and then with some updates from around the state.
Kemper just needs to take good care of the basketball and have good possessions now.
Perkins over to Glenn on the right side. Back over to Perkins. He had those three big threes early. Baiting up top, that's Jack, with both Jack and Tanner baiting on the floor. Glenn tries to get it into Claris, now through the fingertips, and Jack Perkins come up with it. Runner on the baseline, up and good, and Teddy with 11 in the ballgame.
Yeah, Teddy's just had a heck of a ballgame for the night. Right back down, they cannot let that kid have that kind of distance. He'll nail those things, Larson. Back down to a 10-point lead. Kemper didn't get back on defense.
Yeah, Larson able to plug that one. Glenn driving in, leaves it off for Claire. Claire scoops it over to Perkins. Left short corner three, at short. Rebound taken out of there by Long. Perkins comes up from behind him and tips it away, but it'll go out of bounds.
And Dylan Schoen
stay with
the rolling
story. Dylan Schoen getting just a little bit of an extra break at the end of that third quarter, start of the fourth quarter. He'll check in now for Jack Baden, who will come out.
Kemper's got to play really good defense. You don't want to let this team feel like they can get back in it. We gave them an easy three-pointer that last possession.
Long looking to get it in. Gets it to Van Hove. Goes up and draws the foul on Claire. And that is going to be number three on Claire. Van Hove will get himself to the free throw line. And the basket will count.
They've really attacked Claire here in the third quarter, something they didn't do in the first half. He didn't have any points. He's got seven here in the second half.
He'll head to the free throw line, a 1-1 tonight, 58% on the season. Free throw on the way, it is up off the rim, no good. Claire will clear rebound number 9. So Roland Story just 1 of 2 from the line tonight. Schoen now over to Glenn, left side top of the key, back to Schoen.
I think Hope's got both, Van Hope's got both
of them,
right?
He does. Down to Claire on the baseline. Claire stepped through, kick out pass to Glenn, left side attacks. Gets down off the left block, shot off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Thorson. Now off to Long, long ahead to Van Hove. Dumps it behind him, and a nice steal that time by Griffin Glenn. Glenn lost it, contact with Larson, no call.
Kemper needs to keep pushing the basketball, but just don't force shots. If they're not there, don't take them.
Schoen to Glenn, back to Schoen, they'll reset. Willis getting set to check back in for Roland Story. And Horseman sitting there, 2-3 zone. Perkins penetrates in. Fader off the baseline, up no good. Van Hove with the rebound off to Long.
Teddy got a good look at it.
Long up across half court, looking to drive. Cut off by Perkins. Works it over on the left side. Perkins has now done a nice job on Long. They go inside again to Van Hove, who just scores right up underneath Claire.
Put it down to a 6-point lead now with 6 minutes left in the game, and Kemper's kind of been slow on the offensive end, and Roland Story is definitely in the ballgame.
The Roland Story crowd is in there on their feet here. Teddy Perkins now off to Schoen. Schoen with it back over now to Glenn, left side, back up to Schoen. Back over to Perkins. Skip pass over to Glenn, left side. Glenn,
10 seconds on the shot clock.
Back over to Perkins. Now up top to Schoen. Left side, Glenn. Going to drive down. Spins in the lane. Lost it. And we're going to get a travel on Griffin Glenn. Coach Minahan wanting to question that. He's going to call a timeout. He's like, you don't think he had the ball. But we're going to get a travel call and a timeout for Kemper. 46-40. Knights with the lead. 5:28 to go. We're back in 30 seconds here on Keck 106.7. Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. Send it over to Mason for a quick update. Mason, what's the latest in Class 2A?
Number 3, Regina Catholic up over Northeast, 35-27 after 3. Pella Christian up 50-43 over number 8, Union after 3 as well. Again, we won't have updates for Unity Christian, Applington, Parkersburg, or Western Christian Tri-Center because all of those starting at 8 o'clock, they're just getting underway right now.
Yeah, they're just tipping right now. It's 46-40. Kemper, they were up 11, but that lead has been trimmed. Actually, up 13, that lead's been trimmed to 6. Roland Story with the basketball. Jeff Lankman, Doug Wanderger with you over at Green County. There is another steal from Jack Bating. It's loose on the floor. Larson's going to pick it up. Thorson now drives down. Left elbow jumper up and good.
Yeah, I thought Jack got hacked on that, but ball got knocked away, and now this Roland Story crowd is really into it. Down Bating. Only four.
Bating up to Schoen. Left side again to Jack. Back up top to Schoen. Schoen back over to Jack on the left wing. Long out there defending him. He's going to drive in. Lost it out of bounds. And the turnover is going to give it over to Roland Story with 4:47 to go. And the Knights going to come out with some pressure now on the full court. Jack going to defend Long. He's going to try to maybe even keep him from getting the ball inbounds. They'll get it into Long.
Well, they've been really efficient. You know, this game, like we said, the pace of the game has definitely favored Roland Story the whole time, and now it's really the get pace they want to play.
Larson, lob pass inside. That's going to go off of Claire. Him and Van Hove both went for it. Both got a piece of it, but they're going to say that it was last touched by Claire. It'll stay with Roland Story.
Kemper's been stuck on 46 quite a while.
Yeah, they were up 46-33, so a 9-0 run right now. Willis catches it left corner. Now it drives in. Double team will come. Kicks it out to Larson. Three on the way up. Good.
Yeah, and they're down 1 point ball game. Boy, Larson, he's not missed.
46-45. Jack Bating will bring it up. Gets it off to Claire. Claire spins. Kick pass down to Glenn. Glenn with it right corner. Skip pass. Stole it away. And that is going to be Thorson out on the break. He's going to attack against Glenn. Misses it. Larson had the rebound taken away by Jack Bating. Ahead now to Schoen. Schoen up over Van Hove. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Willis. Willis is going to travel with the ball, and Tanner Bating created that turnover.
Yeah,
both teams meet missing bunnies because everybody hustling back defensively, and we're going to get another timeout called by Kemper. Timeout on the floor, 46-45, Kemper, 3:59 left in this one. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to have a thriller coming up for you here over the final 3:59.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2100. Halber Enterprises and Two Cup Manufacturing, built strong, back local.
We're coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Jeff Lankman, Doug Wanderger with you again. Mason Nealon over updating some scores from us from around the states. Kemper led this one 46-33, folks, after a jumper from Teddy Perkins. They looked like they were complete control of the game. But since then, it's been a 12-0 run by Roland Story. Knights will have the ball. They'll inbound over on the side by their bench.
We quit playing offense. We got started playing.
Larson nearly comes up with a steal on the inbound. Schoen gets it back from Bating. Schoen back up top now to Jack. Out high left side over to Glenn on the left wing. Shot clock at 25. Jack pump fake back over to Glenn left side. He's going to attack. Drives into the lane. Tough runner in traffic up in good.
Well, it's his athleticism. That's why we need him on the floor. Kemper back up three.
48-45 now in favor of Kemper. Long will bring it up. Works it up across half court. That's Thorson cutting back door. They're trying to get him back up top. They'll work it to Willis on the elbow. Lob pass underneath. It's off of the rim. Claire will clear it. And the Knights will slow it down as Jack Bating going to walk it up. Knights can rebuild a double or a two-possession lead here if they can get a bucket.
We got to keep pushing the basketball. Keep moving on offense. We can't stand still.
Jack with it. Back over now to Schoen on the left side. Schoen back up top to Jack. Over to Schoen. Inside to Tanner on the left block. Back to Schoen on the left wing. They've got to skip over to Griffin on the right side. Glenn with it. Looking inside for Claire. Now looks to attack. Drives in, lob pass over to Schoen, left corner, kick back up to Jack, three on the shot clock, tipped away, Larson out on the break, Schoen going to be back defensively, he's going to block the shot, and a whistle and a foul going to go on Dylan Schoen, and that is going to be number one on him.
That's just great defense there by yep. Roland Story, and Kemper's not reacting to it in a way, we're not moving enough.
So Larson at the line, first trip there tonight. That is just the second foul on Kemper here. Neat. That's the second foul in this entire fourth quarter as the officials have, I'm not going to say swallowed the whistle, but they're letting them play here. Larson's free throw is up in no good. He's a 38% free throw shooter on the season.
Probably letting them play a little bit more than what I like to see. But
yeah, the game's gotten a little bit physical here in this fourth quarter. Larson,
48. As good as he is with those three-pointers, has not been a great free throw shooter.
And that one is up and good. Hit the backboard, hit the back of the rim, then hit the backboard, comes down through. 48-46, 2:40 left in regulation.
Keep trying to attack the basketball.
Over to Glenn, right side. Glenn back up to Schoen.
It looks like we should be able to get the ball to Bating inside there, but he's just not an offensive threat.
Glenn back up top to Jack. Back over to Glenn. Going to fire up a three up. No good. Van Hove will come down to the rebound. Off now to Long. Long will bring it up. Looks to penetrate. And now we get a timeout called by Roland Story. 2:14 left in this one. 48-46. Doug, let's go ahead and keep it here. What do you think Roland Story wants to talk about right now?
Well, they're going to slow that. They want to get it back into Van Hove. They've had a lot of success in there. And if he's not open, he's going to kick it back out to Larson, who must have, what, three or four, five?
He's got five threes.
Threes tonight. So I'm guessing that's what their game's going to be. And on the offensive end, Kemper's got to move more. We've gone to just standing around here for the last six, 7 minutes, just kind of waiting for the shot clock to expire.
Yeah, up 46-33 at one point. They've scored just 2 points since then. Griffin Glenn, the guy that's done that. Mason, you're shaking your head. Do you have an update for me over there?
No, I want to update my thoughts. Kemper's playing like they don't want to lose. And when I walked into the gym to the Union game last year, this is exactly the feeling you had as a Kemper fan. Hearts beating, we don't want to lose. Roland Story's coming into this saying, we're the underdog playing with house money, like what Nick Brinks was saying, and they're using this house money to make a profit tonight.
Well, Kemper's just got to, again, go back to passing the basketball, moving on offense, but right now we got to get a turnover on defense. They're going to go into Van Hove most likely.
Yep, either that or I could see him setting something up for Thorson. Thorson's had a
you're
good
right.
Ball
the
game
crowd here,
yep.
The crowd here for Roland Story is excited. Kemper's sitting down and just nervous.
They're nervous. Yep. Lob pass into the backcourt. They'll work it to Long.
2:13 left.
Yep. Long will jog it up across half court. Jack Bating picks him up. They get it to Willis out high left side. Now they'll hand it off to Larson. Now to Van Hove. They fake the handoff to Long. They'll get it back inside to Van Hove. He'll go up against Claire and lays it up and in.
And that's what they did. They went right into Van Hove. They're running an offense. Kemper's really not doing anything right now.
48-48, our first tie here in the game. Schoen out to Bating. That's Jack now over to Glenn. Glenn with it to Schoen on the right elbow. Schoen spins, kicks it back to Claire. He'll attack off the baseline. Shot up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Thorson.
Kemper just can't get those shots to go down.
Knights need a stop here. We're going to get another timeout. They're going to set up a set play to try and take the lead. And, Doug, it'll be something different than what they did this last time. We've got a full timeout. We'll take a 30. We're back right after this on Keck 106.7. Our game tied at 48 apiece.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
We come to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. We are now tied at 48 apiece. Knights were up 44-33 to start the fourth quarter. They've been outscored 15-4. And Roland Story with a chance to take their first lead since they led 2-1. Ryan Clare scored to make it 3-2 Kemper, and Kemper has led since. The largest lead was 13.
Yeah, the offense just went stagnant, but we got to get a stop right now.
Long to Willis, and now we got a pass inside, and we had a bunch of bodies Forsen, Claire, and Van Hove all ran into each other. They all went to the floor. The ball goes out of bounds off of Van Hove. They were setting him up down on the left block.
Yeah, absolutely, and they know that they can get it in there, and this game's just gotten a little bit too physical. The officials have left it go and getting pretty rough now, but we got a minute 18 left. Kemper with the basketball in the backcourt.
Yeah, and if you're Coach Bergen right now, that happened right down there on your end, and you're like, how do I have two players end up on the floor and nothing called, and stuff. But
yeah, it's been that way for most of the game, especially here in the second half.
Yep. Shono walking up. Roland Story's going to extend their 2-3 just a little bit. Over to Jack on the right side. Now to Glenn on the left side.
Kemper's got to do something inside with Claire.
Glenn brings it back out. Now to Jack. 20 on the shot clock. Back over to Jack on the right side. Over to Glenn. Glenn to Schoen on the left elbow. Back out to Jack. 3 on the way up. Good!
Big bucket by Jack Bating. That's your senior. Coming through at a time, crunch time. And Jack saying, hey, calm down, everybody. This game's not over. 51 seconds left. Kemper up 51-48.
Big bucket that time from Jack Bating. What do you got, Mason?
I texted Connor Crabb the second before that possession happened. Says big three off of a steal right there. It wasn't a steal, but it goes in. I don't know what it is, but apparently I might be psychic. But what a big play. Big-time players make big plays. And, you know, we kind of talked in the break there, Jeff, you, me, and Doug. And I was like, I don't know if I'm confident in this, but you've done it a lot longer than me. So you must have known something I did not know.
I was calling for a reason. So then I let's talk about Doug, but now they've got to come up with a stop.
Got to come up with a stop on defense. They're only down three, so they're going to go back inside most likely. Going to try to go into Van Hove.
Yep.
You know, and don't let him have anything easy. Rip his arms off if you have to, but don't let him get an easy bucket.
Yeah.
Put him to the line. He's only shooting 50-some percent on the year.
And if you're going to foul him, don't let him make the bucket to go to the line for an and one. That's what you mean by rip his arms off. You don't want to give up the bucket. And again, a three-point lead. So what Roland Story needs to do, or wants to do anyway, is score quick and then try to get a steal or a turnover. They don't have to foul immediately, Doug, but they can try and maybe get a 10-second call and then go for the foul if they need to. If they score quick enough, they can try and get a stop.
And they got
two timeouts left as well.
So Kemper going to pick them up full court here.
Kemper with one timeout left. Can't see where the possession arrow, I think. Trying to figure out where the possession arrow goes. I can't see the scores table. Long brings it up, gets it off to Forsen, and he'll attack, and we're going to get... So now we get like a little hand check out the front.
Thank God they called that one because he Thorson got to the bucket.
He would have gotten to the rim. Yep.
Thorsen,
yep. So that'll be the third on Kemper. Two more before Roland Story shoots any free throws. Not that the Knights want him to do that. Willis looking to get it inbounds. They'll get it into Van Hove. Van Hove now off to Long. Long works it up. Backdoor cut for Thorsen. He's going to attack. Leaves it underneath for Van Hove. Shot blocked. And Claire will come down with a rebound. Off now to Schoen. Schoen going to attack. The layup is no good. And a block call going to go against Willis from Roland Story.
Yeah, great play there by Kemper. I thought maybe a foul, but they didn't call it inside. And that's only the third. In fact, that's the first foul. But Schoen going to the line with a chance to shoot two, put Kemper up five.
Schoen at the line, 3 of 4 tonight, 63% on the season. He makes one of these. It's a two-possession ball game. It'd be great if he can get both, but he doesn't have to have both. Free throw on the way up in good.
Jack Bating taking charge out there, saying, guys, no fouls.
So the Knights trying to punch the ticket. It's been a fight here tonight.
This has definitely been a battle.
Yep. Second one on the way.
Short.
And the rebound taken down by Thorsen. They'll get it off to Long.
Got
to come up with another stop here. They're
going
to try and give it. Now Jack Bating with another steal. Is a third of the ballgame. Off now to Glenn, back over to Jack, and now they've got a foul, and they're going to come over and foul. And they've got, that's their first foul here, second foul in the quarter.
So they got
to
foul three more times.
That's the one thing you got to hit. You know, if you're Roland Story, you love not having any fouls until you need to have fouls here late in the game.
13 seconds left. Kemper inbounding the ball in front of their own bench.
Up 52-48 right now.
We do have a timeout left, so if we struggle getting the ball inbounds for any reason, coach is right there. He can call timeout.
Well, inbound with Dylan Schoen. Schoen holds it, gets it into Jack in the backcourt. He is going to be fouled by Larson. That'll be three on him, but just the third, and the clock down to 11.7 seconds. What a battle, and what looks like will be a win for Kemper here. Up two possessions with 11.7 seconds remaining.
Now, Kemper's can't move now on the baseline, so hopefully they've got a good out-of-bounds play called here.
They threw it to the backcourt, so they've got an inbound down underneath their own basket. They're going to throw it deep to Glenn. Can he track it down? He can. He saves it to Tanner Bading, who's going to be fouled by Larson, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting.
It looked a little risky, but what a play by Griffin Glenn. Again, that athleticism, Jeff.
Yes.
He got over there, managed to jump off 1 foot, heaved it inbounds to Tanner. Tanner going to go to the line. Tanner hasn't scored yet tonight, I don't think, has he?
He had five in the first half.
Oh, did he? Okay,
yep,
that's right. He had a three-pointer.
Yep, this will be his first free throw here tonight, 38% on the season, and the first one's up in good.
53-48 now, Kemper up five. That's not going to do it yet. A lot can happen in eight, nine seconds.
That sealed it.
It should, but you've seen crazier things happen.
Kemper crowd starting to chant on to State. Second one up good as well.
Pick it up. Pick up the basketball, guys. Get up there and pick it up. There we go.
We're going to get the clock started before they picked it up, so they think they're going to readjust the clock.
Kemper actually got a break there because they left them get the ball halfway
and
up the
Coach
court.
Now Coach Minahan's got them all coming up to be able to put that pressure on. 8.8 remaining.
If we give up a layup, big deal. Let the clock run.
Yep, you're up six. The inbounds pass comes to Larson. He'll fire up a three. That one off of the...
Ball game.
Yep, that one hits the shot clock. And Kemper will get it with 4.3 seconds remaining. The Knights going to win their 16th in a row. They'll move to 22-3 on the year. And they hold on here in the fourth quarter, scoring more over the final minute of the fourth quarter than they had the previous 7 minutes of the fourth quarter.
A lot of credit to Roland Story. They played extremely hard. What a comeback down 13 as Kemper's going to win at 54-48.
So the Kemper Knights are back for the first state tournament for the first time since 2023. They'll win it here tonight by a final of 54-48. We've got our Maggie Motors tailgate. That is coming up for you next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. Is your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors at tailgate here tonight on Keck 106.7. Kemmer Knights heading to the state basketball tournament. Again, they'll play next, or actually not this coming Wednesday, the following Wednesday on March the 11th. And again, we do not know the time right now. Mason will probably start pulling up brackets here in just a little bit, but Kemper as the number one seed in 2A more than likely plays the 10:30 game in the morning that day. Now, they could, you know, move the schedule around a little bit, maybe have them as the 12:15 game.
Union did end up winning.
Yep, Union did end up winning over Pella Christian, so, but it depends on who else, you know, gets in and stuff. But right now with Kemper as the one seed, it looks like maybe that time. But, again, they will play sometime on Wednesday, March the 11th. Doug, have you caught your breath on this one? Because this one nearly got away from Kemper here after getting up by 13 in the third quarter.
You know how I am. My stomach gets in a knot, and there was about 4 minutes left.
I didn't know who was more nervous, you or Nealon down there.
I hope the boys learn from this one, because we just kind of quit moving on offense.
Yep.
We were passing the ball, but then we would run the shot clock clear down, and then in some cases we didn't get good shots. But they did what they had to do, and, you know, Jack hitting that big three-pointer was huge, needed to knock that down, put Kemper up three at the time, and then they end up winning by six.
And what this does, though, Doug, is a lot of people wonder, because Kemper likes to get up and down the floor, can they win against a physical team that wants to play slow? This was slow. I mean, they score 54, they give up 48. They show they can win it with their defense. They show that when they need to, they can score in a half-court set. I know it got a little ugly there in the fourth quarter, but they did show in this game that they can score in the half-court set.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about it. They wanted to slow the game down. The officials left them really play today, and it was really, really physical, which in my mind probably doesn't help Kemper out.
Right.
But it was consistent. It was just a very physical game. And, you know, we've commented a couple of times. We thought Kemper got by with breaks early in the game, but you know what? It's over. We won. We got the monkey off our back. They made it to state tournament. Really happy for Coach Minahan. Happy for the kids after the big loss that we had last year to come back. And, you know, because they had to be thinking about that a little bit.
And you think about it, Doug. Everybody in a way kind of contributed. Teddy Perkins with the big first quarter. Ryan Clare, the really good second quarter. Dylan Schoen, the really good third quarter. Nobody had a great fourth quarter until Jack baiting that three late.
And then
the steal right after that kind of sealed this win, or gave them the momentum back after Roland Story had taken it completely away.
And their crowd was into it. Yep. Our crowd was just completely flat, and it was like, oh, my gosh, here we go again.
Yep.
But
Griffin Glenn with some big buckets in the fourth quarter for him as well. When that offense was stagnant and they had given up that 13-0 run, it was Glenn that scored to keep them kind of up by two. It got tied again, but it was Glenn that kind of broke that run that Roland Storyhead went on.
Yeah, playing on a bad wheel and, you know, just driving to the basket there from that left side, got that one to go down. But, like I said, it's one of those that I'm just glad it's over and we won.
And I hope Mason, I'm going to give him a hard time if he didn't. He said, I'm going to go down to the floor. I thought he was going to send some kids up here for post-game interviews. I think he's down there celebrating with everybody and talking to people instead of sending kids up here for post-game interviews, because I thought maybe that's what he was going down there to do. I know Jeff Storyhan usually starts trying to get people's attention and send people up here. Coach Minahan knows. The problem is, Doug, is we're up here in the broadcast area.
Jack's headed up here
right
now.
And you always know that everybody goes down on the floor, so it's hard for the kids. They've got family around them and friends around them, so it's hard for them to think,
I'm going to step out here. Jack's here because we're going to let him get an interview and then get back out of here.
You betcha. Yes, Jack Mading's going to be coming in here as long as Doug doesn't knock everything down here. We'll let Jack slide in here and get on the headsets with us. And Jack, congratulations. Has it hit you at all yet?
Yeah, I'm super excited, to be honest. I didn't know how I was going to end up when it was tied 48-48. So
take me through the shot.
Yeah.
Your shot, then your steal. I mean, it didn't completely seal it, but it gave you guys the momentum back.
Yeah, for sure. I felt all game my shot felt pretty good, but they ran a really good 2-3 zone. It was hard to get it inside. It was hard to get a clean look from three, but that last possession, Dylan did a good job drawing two and then found me, and that's what I'm here to do, hit big shots. So, yeah.
What was it with their 2-3 that gave you guys the trouble, especially in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, I felt like it was hard to enter inside, and that was our goal going into this, to get paint points, but they did a really good job of moving. They got two fast guards up top. I thought it was just hard to enter it and give it to Ryan and Dylan, but luckily we scored enough to get it done tonight.
And I think I was just telling Doug, as they shut the lights off here in the gym, probably bumped them, but we're okay up here. I said, you know, you guys like to get up and down. You like to play fast. You wanted this game 70-80 or above. They wanted it kind of where it was at. But what this win kind of tells everybody, you guys can win these kind of games.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we just buy into what our coach gives us, a good game plan every game. So we trust him. I trust the guys around me, and they trust me. And tonight it worked out.
What's it mean for you to get down there?
Oh, man, it means the world. I got there my freshman year, but I was on the bench. I didn't play. And then I lost 2 years in a row for Substate, so this feels good. But we're not done yet. Job's not finished. We want to win it all. So.
And I got to bring this up. You've got a cousin that kind of gave his heart and soul to this program for 4 years and gets hurt, you know, in football and tries to go and then has to shut it down in Brock. I know he doesn't suit, but he's been a big part of what you guys are doing. And for you guys to be able to allow him to be able to kind of go down with you, especially with that being your cousin, that's got to be pretty special.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that earlier. Yeah, Brock going down sucked a lot. I mean, he was probably our best player. I mean, one of Kemper's all-time greatest players. But the thing about him is he shows his heart still. He helps our team every day. He calls our out-of-bounds plays. He talks to us before games. So he's still a big part of this team. And I just want to give him his flowers from that, because I would be down in the dumps. A lot of people would. But he keeps his head up. He doesn't show his negativity around us. And he helps our team get wins. So.
He also ran some three-point practice drills the other day, right?
Yeah. This whole week, he ran the first part of practice. So I guess how much me and my coach trust him.
Griffin Glenn going out on kind of a bum ankle. You could tell on the first shot tonight he was pretty gimpy on it, but battled through it. How much did that help you guys get energized, seeing what he was willing to do for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of adversity this year, and that was just another bump in the road for us.
Yep.
He gave it his heart, and he was good enough for us to win tonight, and I'm just so proud of him for playing on that bum ankle. He did such a good job tonight, and we wouldn't have done it without him.
Now, you got to ask. We don't know for sure yet because the pairings haven't come out, but you're number one.
Yeah.
Union is eight. They won tonight. They rallied Mac to beat Pella Christian.
Did
you want that rematch in the quarters?
Oh,
you
man.
Want another shot
I wanted
at Union?
That for Substate. So, I'm going to be really excited for that game. If we get to play him, I want to play him so bad. I want to beat the brakes off of him.
Well, I tell you what, man, congratulations. Go celebrate.
Yes, sir.
I think you get a chance to cut down the net, but great job here tonight.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Again, Jack Mating. We'll slide him out. And we're going to get to Ryan Clare to slide in here, and we'll get Ryan and then Tanner. Tanner Bating down there. Get Tanner's attention. Tanner, if you want to throw those headsets on, and I can talk with both of you guys at one time. Ryan Clare and Tanner Bating now joining us. Guys, how we doing? How's this one feel?
Oh, this is the best feeling ever. Oh, my God.
It was amazing.
Tanner, what for you, a senior, what's this feel like to really be kind of a big part of what you guys were able to do, having to kind of up your role here in the postseason?
We just got to – this is what we wanted the whole time, just to make it there. Now we just got to go win it.
Ryan, for you, such a big part of this team, to kind of take control there in the second quarter, battle hard on the boards. What was that fight like inside here tonight?
Oh, it was, he's a great player. I'm not going to put him down. He's a great player. He was strong, physical. I mean, it was a great battle down there.
What were you able to do in that first half to kind of get the better of that battle with him?
Pump fakes. He jumps a lot. I knew that from film, so I was just trying to get him to bait and try to get him to jump.
You had some trouble getting some of those to fall, but sticking with it kind of benefited you a lot in that first half. So talk about what you were seeing out there as far as did the shots feel good, or did you know that some of those were off early in the game?
I knew they were off. It's just the way they left my hand. I could feel it, but I have a knack for getting rebounds, so I just kind of know the ways of the bounces. So I tend to try to like think of where it could bounce before it goes, because that's just what my game used to be.
Tanner, not always known as a guy that looks to score a lot. You rebound, you defend, but when you need to score, you can do that. You give them five big points there in that first half. You hit some clutch free throws down the stretch there. When do you kind of think, okay, I need to score right now, even though that's not my role? How do you kind of figure that out?
When we went on that huge drought in the second half there, felt like we were stuck at 46 or whatever it was for
forever.
A very long time. We just couldn't get the ball to go in the hoop, and that's when I feel like I have to step up.
Take me through those shots there in the first half where you were able to get five in the first half. How were you able to get yourself clear?
Oh, just the corners were wide open. Those first two felt like they were just butter, but they just didn't go down. Then I got the third one to fall. And then I try to go for that dunk, but my leg gave out there at the end.
Was it a little slippery or something, or odd in that spot? Because the Larson kid also on a break. Dylan ends up getting called for the foul, but he looked like his leg gave out on him a little bit in that same spot.
I guess, I don't know. I think I just tried to jump too hard.
Thinking too much about the dunk?
What?
Thinking too much about trying to dunk it? Is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
So, Ryan, back to you here. They started attacking you a little bit more on the defensive end in that second half as they were really getting it into the Van Hove kid. What was he doing, and how were they looking to attack you, and how did you adjust in that fourth quarter against him?
I just was in front. I had a three-quarter front him. I was trying to play backside too much, and it just gave him an easy look. So I had to three-quarter front him just so that way if they lob it, I still have my hand to tip it, which is what I did on that last one. But
take me through there, because three guys end up on the floor. Take me through how that play ended, where it ends up going out of bounds off of them. You guys get the ball back, still in the tie game at 48. You remember that play?
No, I don't.
No, okay. It would have been under a minute to go. It was down here on this end. They were trying to, and they had called the timeout, and they came in. Remember, there was three guys that ended up. Maybe you don't remember that play. It was right before Jack hit his three down on this end to give you the lead.
I might have been out of
were
it.
Were you blacking out a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I wasn't thinking too much the whole time. I was just going.
So what was that celebration like out onto the floor when you guys first won this tonight?
Oh, my God. I my heart was pounding out of my chest. Oh, my God. I literally couldn't breathe. I was running to people. I was just, oh, my God. It was just the best feeling ever. I couldn't think.
Tanner, for you, what's this mean for you to get down to state and be a part of this celebration after this tonight?
Oh, this is amazing. This is all we dreamed about, just talking about it since we were young, making it there.
Well, I tell you what, guys, congratulations. So happy for both of you guys. Hopefully you get a chance. I haven't seen a ladder yet, but I'm hoping you get a chance to cut down on that here tonight and enjoy it.
I don't think they're going to let us. For safety.
Okay. All right, guys.
I wish, though.
Yeah, congratulations. We'll see you in a couple of weeks down at the state tournament.
Thank you. See you there.
You bet. Again, Ryan Clare there and Tanner Bating. We're going to get head coach Sean Minahan sliding in here as the other guys slide their way out. Ryan, careful there. There you go. Thank you. And we'll get Coach Minahan slide in here. Yeah, there you go. Coach, appreciate you joining us here. This one's got to feel pretty good, especially almost blowing a 13-point lead there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But the guys dug deep and found a way.
Yeah, we just got a little tight. And we
offense
were moving the ball.
Moving.
Yeah. Well, and I think we had really good looks with the way their 2-3 was playing. We just didn't get the ball inside against it, whether it was low or high. I think high post, we needed to look for the ball a little bit more aggressively. I think we did a good job of that in the third quarter, which is why we were able to have success and create that lead. and then we just kind of got away from it. We settled for some contested 12-footers and things like that that we couldn't get to bounce in, and, you know, they got some fortunate bounces. And number one, the Larson, was it Larson?
Larson,
yeah,
he
wow.
shot lights out
Holy
tonight.
Holy cow. I don't think he missed until his last shot. That was kind of the Hail Mary shot. You know, hats off to those guys. They're, you know, it's a, that's not your typical 2-3 zone. They're really,
right.
really good. They were super active, and they played, you know, desperate on the defensive end, and we got tight. We need to be stronger with the basketball. I think we had a lot of turnovers there on that run. I think it was like a 15-4 run or something like that. That was tough, but our guys responded, you know, and Jack hit a big one there at the end for us.
What'd you set up out of that timeout?
Oh, man, I can't even
so
remember.
Many plays
yeah.
since then, right?
The biggest thing is, I kind of told him, like, you know, you got to be the leader for us and step up and trust yourself. You know, he hit that big shot, corner shot for us against Storm Lake, and then he hit another one. So, you know, he can hit that big shot. He just has to, you know, believe in himself and not try to do too much. I think at times he was maybe trying to force too much instead of just trusting himself and his abilities. And I thought he played great defense all night. Dylan did a phenomenal job defensively for us and really stepped up.
Really kind of contained the Thorson kid in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, and the shots he hit in the first half were, you know, contested 15-footers. I don't think they got to the rim very often. Van Hove really, he did a great job of battling the second half, finding early position on us. Their number one hitting shots really made it hard for us to help on that weak side, mm-hmm. and it made it easier for them to create angles. They're really good at throwing up there, and he did a great job of going up and getting there, getting the ball. He finished, you know, at a really high level compared to what we had seen. But I thought our guys defensively, honestly, pretty much did everything we asked them to do. Their role guys stepped up and did a great job and were huge for them. But at the same time, Teddy was huge for us
yes.
to start the game.
Yes.
You know, that was huge. He did a great job, and then Tanner came in and really focused on the defensive end and rebounded and did a great job for us. You like to keep Teddy out there, but at the same time, you just got to trust. You know, you had three seniors on the floor playing to because they don't want to go home. They want their season to end.
And Griffin Glenn to play on that bum ankle. I thought when he took that first shot and landed, I'm like, I don't know if he's coming back into the game because that didn't look comfortable, but I don't know what you guys did. He came back out, looked like a different guy the rest of the game, and I know some of the shots were a little short that he usually gets to fall, and that ankle's probably a huge part of that, but what a gritty, gutty effort out of him tonight.
He's a tough kid. He's a competitor. He's a champion. You know, you saw it in football. And then, yeah, you saw it today. He still continued to take the ball strong to the rim. He didn't finish shots that he normally finished, like you said, just didn't have quite that same, you know, ability, but the good news is we got, you know, like a week and a half off, something like that. So rest, recover, and then let's, you know, get healthy going and, you know, try to make a memorable 3-day run.
Coach, I asked Jack about this because they're cousins. Brock hasn't played since Christmas, but still in practice every day.
Yep.
He has been such a great locker room guy, so positive. Jack said he never lets anybody get down. To be able to get him back down to state as a part of this, even though he's not suiting right now, that's huge for you guys, I think, and for this team.
Yeah, you know, we take turns with players and coaches doing Bible verses, and he waited all year for this game and, you know, gave a very heartfelt message to the guys about how, you know, he'd like to be out there with us, but, you know, it wasn't meant to be. But, you know, go out there and, you know, take advantage of the moment and the opportunity and don't let it slip away. And, you know, the guys did that. Timeouts, you know, there at the end, we're a little bit arguing. And the big reminder from everybody was we can either come together and win the game or we can fight and lose. And they all flipped the switch right then. They didn't score a bucket after that. So I'm really proud of our guys and the way they're able to respond.
I asked Jack, I'll ask you here. Union was ranked eighth. You were ranked number one. They ended up rallying back to win tonight. Does it matter to you who you get in that quarter. Jack said he would. He was hoping that Union was tonight, but he wants another shot. Does it matter to you who you get down there at State?
Right now, I'm just want to be. We're going to be happy that we got down there.
Yep.
Did all of the other games done then?
Not all of them are done because Western Christian and some of those guys started at 8.
Okay, It just kind of depends on, you know, how it falls out. Love for another, you know, you'd love to get another opportunity. You know, they're a good team.
They are.
They beat us last year, and, you know, they probably are disappointed in their effort that they had at the state tournament against West Lyon. I think they knew they could do better than that, and they've went out and played really good basketball all year long. South Harden knocked them off, but it's just, you know, they got out to like a 15-point lead on them, and then Union came all the way back and, you know, almost got it. So they have shooters, they got guards. Defensively, they're going to compete at a high level. We saw them this summer. Our guys played hungry and wanted to make up for it, but summer basketball doesn't count.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yep.
You gotta make. Right now is when it counts. So celebrate it tonight, and then we'll see what we get, and just go to work next week.
Coach, congratulations. Well deserved and well earned for you guys to make another trip down to the state tournament. Appreciate you joining us. Sorry to pull you away from celebrating with family and friends.
You're
so
good.
Go back down and catch up with more family and friends.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach again. Sean Minahan with the Kemmer Knights. They win in here tonight by a final of 54-48. And I'll quickly run you through our unofficial numbers here for Roland Story. Blake Larson with 18, Cody Long with 4, Colin Willis with 2. It was Luke Thorson with 13, 9 of those in the first half. Elan Vinehove ended up with 11. They were 2 of 4 from the free throw line. For Kemmer tonight, Dylan Schoen with 11. Griffin Glenn would finish up. The Dylan actually 11 points, 6 rebounds, an assist and 3 steals. Griffin Glenn with 8 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists and 2 steals. Jack Mading with 8 points, 2 rebounds, an assist and 3 steals. Teddy Perkins, 11 points, 2 rebounds. Ryan Clare, 9 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists and 4 steals. And Tanner Mading, 7 points and 2 steals tonight, 9 of 12 from the free throw line. Rejoining me now is Doug Waniger. And Doug, a really good win for Kemper here tonight. They move on. And again, we didn't talk much about it. Not a lot of free throws shot, but you end up winning by 6. It's a tight, tight game, you know, 48-48 with under a minute to go. But you outscore them by 7 at the free throw line. That's big as well.
Yeah, we got to the line a few more times than they did, and we hit a good share of them. But that game falls under the hate. It's a win.
Yep.
This time of the year, a win or a loss, a pretty loss doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
It only counts to win. And you know, we played pretty well, left it get too tight there in the fourth quarter where we just quit moving on offense. We had opportunities to get it to the high post and then maybe pass it down low, but guys just maybe didn't have the confidence to get it done, but it's a win. We'll take it.
A lot of guys contributed to the victory, but we're going with Jack Mading as our Culver's player of the game. The big three that gave him the lead late when they were in dire need of something, and then he gets the steal on the very next possession on the other end. It didn't quite seal it, but it came pretty close to sealing it because that steal ended up leading to the free throws that gave him the 2-possession lead. So Jack Mading tonight is our Culver's player of the game. From Aiton Nealon, who helped out with some of his comments tonight and updates on other games. For Doug Waniger, my broadcast partner, this is Jeff Blankman saying thank you for listening to basketball coverage here tonight on Kick 106.7. Kemper heading to the state tournament with a 54-48 victory tonight over Roland Story. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.